This is Olympic champion Scott Hamilton. Yes, the real Scott Hamilton. And you're listening to the other Scott Hamilton show, where you should be entertained, informed, and maybe even amused. Just don't expect any backflips. I mean, have you seen him skate?
It's just not enough, man. It's just not enough. Oh, oh,
man. Yeah.
There we go.
Joining us on the Saitama Hotline, he's the all-conference linebacker for Coastal Carolina University. Silas Kelly, welcome aboard.
Hey, appreciate you guys having me on.
I hope you like Barry White, brother.
Absolutely.
Silas, tell me, man, you're a super senior. I mean, that's got to be something that's just really odd. It's certainly unexpected given the circumstances that brought you extra eligibility. Can you kind of describe to us what it feels like to have that extra year, and what are you doing to make the most of it?
Right, so people ask me about it, and I tell them I feel like I've been here my whole life, but I also feel like I just got here. And if that isn't the essence of kind of college and college football as it is, I don't know what it is. But actually, I had this year regardless of COVID. I tore my ACL during my junior season and got a medical redshirt. So my plan was to come back for this year, whether we got the extra eligibility from COVID or not. It just so happened that all the guys that I'm best friends with and all my teammates in my class ended up getting the extra year too, so a lot of them came back as well. So it worked out pretty well.
So you got the band back together. That's pretty cool. What is super senior – Silas Kelly tell freshman Silas Kelly if he could go back in time?
I'd say just, you know, don't get too down right now. You know, you gotta pay your dues, and he knew that too, but sometimes you need a little encouragement, and just it's hard when you go from high school to college and, you know, you're not the man anymore, and you need to pay your dues and earn your keep on the team, and, you know, your time's coming, and just enjoy every second of it. Don't take a minute for granted.
You know, the program's undergone such massive changes, so much success during your time there, and it coincides with your tenure with the Chanticleers. Can you just describe to me what it feels like to go from coming to a program that's pretty solid, doing pretty good, to a program that's undefeated, now ranked 14th in the country?
It makes me proud. It makes me proud of the work that my teammates and I have put in, the work that my coaches have put in, to get us to the point that we're at. I came into a program with a solid foundation when I was a freshman, making a jump to the next level. And my teammates and I, the ones that are still here, worked to create this and bring us to where we are. And, you know, that's something that you can look back on and be proud of when it's all said and done. And looking back now on it, the things that we've been through and where we came from, it makes me proud to see where we've been.
You know, you guys have gotten a lot of attention, especially over the past year. You had that fantastic game, arguably my highlight of the year last year when y'all played BYU. You know, everybody came together. The way the game came together at the last moment, it was really special, and people needed to have something good given everything going on in the world. How are you personally, and how are you as a team leader, handling all of the attention that's cast upon Conway each week from all across the country?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question, because there certainly is a lot of attention on our program. And people see the way that we work and how we're having a ton of fun and we're winning ball games. And, you know, with that comes, you know, interviews and radio shows and getting ranked in the AP poll and stuff like that. And there's guys on this team that haven't experienced anything but that. So it's really just making sure guys understand, you know, it doesn't matter what anyone else says about our program.
All right, we're joined we're here.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what anyone else says about our program. At the end of the day, we got to put the work in during practice, during the week, so that we can go out and win every game. Every game is the biggest game of our life because it's the next one.
We're joined by Coastal Carolina linebacker Silas Kelly. And, Silas, we're looking ahead to this game with Appalachian State on Wednesday. Monster matchup. You're headed to Boone, one of my favorite places to watch a game. What are some points of emphasis going into that contest, and what do you need to do personally to make sure that Appalachian's contained?
Yeah, you know, they're a good football team, and it should be a pretty good matchup against us. You know, there's a little bit of history there. and you know they're gonna come out swinging and try to give us their best shot. And they're a tough team. They're gonna play hard, and really gonna come down to who's willing to sacrifice more, who's wanting to play harder, and who's tougher and more physical at the end of the day.
You know, the Sun Belt Conference, one of those conferences that I think is just grossly underrated. So much talent in the conference, so many good teams in the conference that people don't talk about unless it's a Coastal Carolina or the occasional App State or even a Louisiana. What do you do? How do you deal with it when you guys are 6-0 and probably feel like you could play with anybody in the country, yet you're never in the conversation when it comes to taking that next step to possibly getting into the playoff? Instead, we're hearing about Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing that we can do about that, you know. Only thing that we can do about that is win ball games, and that's what we're focused on. So all that outside noise and worrying about the rankings, that's not going to do us any good if we don't focus on ball games, because that stuff can take away from your preparation and your mindset really quickly. So we here just focus on being the best we can every day at practice, having an incredible lift, and going out on Saturdays and having wins and winning the way that we should and playing to the best of our ability. You know, we focus on ourselves rather than what everybody else is talking about in college football around us.
But let's say Coastal goes 13-0, 14-0, whatever, once you run the table completely and the season is over and you guys are sitting there having defeated everybody that came in front of you. I would be pretty ticked off. I would be anxious as could be, I got to admit to you.
I can understand that, and there probably will be a couple guys on a team like that, but you know, if we go 13-0 and we do everything that we can in our power to make that happen, then that's a successful season. So whether somebody that is higher up in the NCAA or whatever, whoever makes the decision, decides to put us in or decides not to put us in, you know, we did everything that we could, so we can rest our hat on that.
Would you have a trophy made, a national championship trophy, like they did at Central Florida a few years ago? Maybe a parade down Myrtle Beach?
You know, we just might. You know, you never know what Coach Chavel will pull out of his bag of tricks.
Yeah, we've had him on the show. We also had your teammate Grayson McCall on the show, and I made him an offer, and he accepted it. I want to make you an offer. Would you be down? I got the patent. I got it done. I got the patent for Myrtle Beach State University. Would you be down if I sent you some Myrtle Beach State University gear, and maybe we have an NIL deal?
No doubt about that. I'm down to rock that every day of the week.
All right, you heard him, Trent.
We got him.
He's agreed to it. We'll have to send him the paperwork. And then my last question, and we're obligated to ask everybody from Myrtle Beach State University this very question. Give us the state of your mullet, and what is your hair care routine?
Yeah, so the mullet's in tip-top shape right now. I had I had a little trim up a couple weeks ago to get rid of some dead ends and, you know, shave the sides down a little bit. So we're looking good right now. Hair is healthy and feeling good. Hair care routine, probably wash and condition 1 to 2 times per week, depending on, you know, what you do that week. And then after that is when, you know, the magic really happens. You got to make sure that your after shower routine is on point. So you want to get your hair to a damp state. And at that point, you put in the secret sauce, which is a little moisturizing cream that I use and let it air dry, and then that's how you get it done.
A serious question. Does the mullet stick around during pro day, or even if you're blessed with an invitation to the combine? You'll have to do interviews with some league executives from the NFL. Are you going to rock the mullet into those interviews?
No doubt. No doubt about it.
He's keeping it real. It got him to this point, man. He's riding it out, Trent. I'm digging it.
Hey, it's who I am. I ain't going to change for nobody.
Coastal Carolina monster game with Appalachian State on Wednesday. The Chanticleers 3.5-point favorites. He's all-conference linebacker for Coastal Carolina. Silas Kelly, buddy, appreciate you coming on today, and we will be sending that stuff your way in the paperwork.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
All right, Silas Kelly, all-conference linebacker, Coastal Carolina University, joining us on the Saitama Hotline.